You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Listen up, all you scouts who carry on the snipe hunting tradition. Commentator Gary Borders is not amused.
If memory isn't tricking me again, my only snipe hunt was as a member of Boy Scout Troop 201 in Longview. It was on one of Scoutmaster V.G. Rollins' legendary campouts at the Old Mill Pond near Hallsville. Being led on a snipe hunt is a time-honored scouting tradition. The procedure varies, but generally the tenderfoots are led out at night, armed with burlap sacks and flashlights. The older scouts form a line, make lots of noise by banging canteens and tin camping dishes, vowing to flush the snipe out of the woods or pasture toward us waiting rookies. The goal is to nab fleeing snipes in the burlap sacks. Exactly how is vague. In addition, it's unclear what one was supposed to do with the snipe after capture. I was also confused as to what is a snipe. Is it a rodent or a ground-hugging bird kin to a roadrunner? Fish or fowl? Mammal or reptile? Would we be required to clean and cook a snared snipe in lieu of eating foil-wrapped potatoes and carrots buried under coals in the red dirt? I had no intention of cooking and cleaning anything. I'd stashed enough payday candy bars in my backpack to make it through the weekend. Truth is, nobody ever actually caught a snipe, at least on a Texas hunt. Snipe hunting is a hoary hoax. Crueler versions include leading young kids out into the swamp and leaving them to fend for themselves, while the older scouts go toast marshmallows back at the camp. I feel confident Mr. Rollins wouldn't have allowed our lives to be put at risk chasing the mythical snipe. Muddying the issue of this aged practical joke is that a snipe really is a bird. It's about the size of a mourning dove and lives in the wetlands of the Deep South, especially in Florida. Go online and one can find dozens of sites offering real-life snipe hunts. Those in Britain who were adept at killing those elusive birds were called snipers, and that word obviously has survived, as has the tradition of taking unsuspecting rubes on snipe hunts. There apparently are no actual snipes in Texas, but the snipe hunting tradition goes back at least to the Civil War. I once found an account in an 1865 issue of the Houston Tri-Weekly Telegraph. A barber was taken out at night. His buddies allowed him to be the sack holder while they beat the bushes, telling him that would drive the snipe toward him. Sound familiar? The story goes, and I quote, "The barber requested the honor of being the sack holder as he did not understand driving the game, and the honor was granted him. He watched patiently for several hours, and his companions did not make their appearance, and he began to think he was sold, so he dropped the sack and left the scene. But he missed his reckoning in starting out of the swamp and got lost, and after wading in the mud and water until daylight, succeeded in finding his way out. The barber says that hunt will be his last, but he swears, opposition or no opposition, he'll shave his salesmen, both faces and pockets, whenever he gets a chance, and make them sweat to boot and foot the bill, too." They had a way of writing back then. I believe that if I had been the instigator of that prank, I would hunt another barber before I ended up sporting a second smile several inches south of the God-given one. You know, maybe Dick Cheney was actually snipe hunting when he winged his friend years ago down near Corpus Christi. That would explain his embarrassment in not alerting authorities for so long. After all, who'd want to admit the second most powerful man in government fell for that old chestnut?
Red River Radio, your snipe-free public radio station for over 30 years. Commentator Gary Borders writes about snipes and other subjects at GaryBorders.com.